Task 2. You are now holding a meeting with two other members of the sports club, Eva Lee and Tom Chan, about the subsidiary sports programs. Listen to the discussion and complete the missing information in the spaces below. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Morning, Jane. You look sleepy.
Yeah, oh, I need a coffee. Where's Eva?
Oh, she's coming.
Hey, guys, what's up? You look sleepy, Jane.
Yes, I am. I went to bed late last night.
Why? Watching too much TV?
I wish. I had to finish an essay. A 400-word essay.
Oh, dear. I'm sleepy too because I stayed up late.
Why?
To watch a football match. What a great game. And you look happy, Tom. Let me guess, you've got a date?
Very funny, Eva. I'm happy because I've just scored an A grade in my English test.
Wow, congratulations.
You're something else, Tom. Good job.
Hey, Tom. Mr. Andrews asked us to have a look at the subsidiary sports programs. He said you have the information.
Yes, I do. It's in my laptop. Let me open the file. Here it is.
How many subsidiary programs are there?
According to the brochure, there are 8 subsidiary programs altogether, but some of them are not suitable for our school.
Mr. Andrews said our students would take part in 3 subsidiary programs.
So, what are they called?
Let me see. The first program is called the Sports Skills Program.
It says here, the Sports Skills Program aims to increase students' knowledge and skills in sports.
How do they achieve that aim?
Through training courses and talks.
So, the Sports Skills Program aims to increase students' knowledge and skills in sports through training courses and talks.
Now, the second subsidiary program is called the Sports Demonstration Program. This program aims to introduce new sports to students.
New sports? Any examples?
Yes, new sports like rugby and baseball.
Rugby and baseball? Interesting.
But rugby and baseball are not popular in Hong Kong.
Because we haven't ever had the chance to play these sports at school. Anyway, play-in sessions can be arranged to give students a taste of the sports.
That's nice.
Okay, the third program is called the Easy Sports Program. The program is designed to help students master the skills and techniques of sports correctly.
Right.
The program provides students with a number of short training courses on various sports.
Like?
Swimming, badminton, and fencing courses.
Fencing? Did you say fencing?
Yes.
I would love to learn fencing. So, under this Easy Sports program, students can take short training courses in swimming, badminton, and fencing.
That's right.
I think the Easy Sports program will be the most popular among students.
Yes, because the training courses are short and affordable.
That's true.
That is the end of Task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.